On Wednesday, the U.S. Senate voted 68-30 on a House bill which would create a control board to oversee Puerto Rico's finances and supervise debt restructuring. Puerto Rico is in a decade-long recession and has $70 billion in debt. A $2 billion payment to creditors is due in coming days. Thousands have fled the island and moved to the U.S. mainland as businesses have closed, schools have struggled with limited electricity, hospitals have asked for cash payment in advance for some medication. The bill calls for a control board to oversee the U.S. territory's finances and supervise debt restructuring, but critics say this amounts do nothing more than colonial rule. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took the floor saying that this is not how we should be treating territories.
Bottom line is that the United States must not become a colonial master, which is precisely what this legislation allows. Any decisions that are made regarding the future of Puerto Rico must be made by the people of that island and their elected officials. But this legislation, I should add, is not just about taking away the democratic rights of the people of Puerto Rico. It is about punishing them economically. Since 2006, Puerto Rico has been in the midst of a major economic depression. In the last 10 years, Puerto Rico has lost 20% of its jobs. About 60% of Puerto Rico's adult population are either unemployed or have given up looking for work. Over the last 5 years alone, more than 150 public schools have been shut down, and the childhood poverty rate in Puerto Rico is now 58%. There is a mass migration out of Puerto Rico to the mainland of professionals because there is simply no work on the island.
Sanders says this legislation not only takes away democratic rights, but punishes the people of Puerto Rico financially. That Puerto Rico's $70 billion in debt is unsustainable and unpayable.
You cannot get blood out of a stone. And the reason, or one of the major reasons, that it is unpayable has a lot to do with the greed of Wall Street vulture funds. In recent years, vulture funds have purchased a significant amount of Puerto Rico's debt. In fact, it has been estimated that over one-third of Puerto Rico's debt is now owned by these vulture funds, who are getting interest rates of up to 34%.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey monopolized the Senate floor for more than 4 hours Tuesday evening. He argued that the bill adopts a colonial approach over the territory's U.S. citizens, that it would overrule decisions by Puerto Rico's legislature, governor, and other authorities.
These are the people who are elected by the 3.5 million citizens of Puerto Rico, United States citizens, to determine their future. But no, the board is going to overrule them and has the sovereign power to do so. Secondly, the oversight board can effectively nullify means end any new laws or policies adopted by Puerto Rico that didn't conform, in their view, to requirements specified in the bill. Nullify a sovereign government's opportunity to pass laws as elected by the people. The consent of the governed is the essence of democracy. Well, we're nullifying that. The control board, as I call it, because I'll speak to why it's control, not oversight, these things speak to controls, not oversight. It says may impose mandatory cuts on Puerto Rico's government and instrumentalities. So it can say, you know what? Puerto Rico, sorry, we know you put your budget together, we know the legislature passed it, we know the governor signed it, but we think you have to cut in these areas of education, you have to cut in these areas of health care, you have to cut in these areas of public safety. They have the power to decide mandatorily that these cuts must take place.
Several labor unions also lobbied against the measure, arguing that a lower minimum wage could take money out of the Puerto Rican economy. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla made an 11th-hour visit to Capitol Hill to lobby for votes. It's not perfect, he said, but we need it. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.